Is the American experiment at risk? Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest for this particular portion is a talk show host, radio talk show host, heard on 300 outlets across the nation. His name is Bill Martinez. BillMartinezShow.com for more information. Bill, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Jerry, thank you for inviting me. This is great. I so appreciate your heart. Of course, you've been on my show many times. I love having you on to talk about, all things relevant in this culture from a biblical worldview.
All right, excellent. Well, let's talk about the American experiment. You don't think the founding fathers intended to have the America that we currently have, do you? I mean, and I'm not talking about the technology. I'm talking about the immorality in the streets.
Well, this has been something that's been going on for decades. This isn't something that happened overnight. 100 years ago plus, there was a concerted effort by the communists to take over the country and upend the dreams of our founding fathers, all the principles enumerated in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. This stands in their way. And, of course, at the very foundation of it all, Jerry, is God himself. I mean, this is really what it's come down to. This modern technological God that is presented is this new molten calf that's come out of big tech and corporate America. And they have the audacity to tell the American people, this is your God that has done absolutely nothing, has redeemed nothing, has imperiled people, you know, one nation after another historically. And they're very jealous of this great American experiment. It's standing in the way of their earthly ambition, which is a one world government. But as I've shared with our audience many times, is that, you know, people of faith should not be threatened by a one world government, because people of faith know that a one world government is coming soon and very soon. And that's with Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But like everything that runs in the universe of God, what happens is you have these antithetical forces that present the illegitimate before the legitimate comes forth. And this is what we're experiencing right now. The illegitimate is running rampant. Satan and all these dark forces are desperately clamoring for their last-ditch effort to have their way and to try and prove God once again as a liar.
Well, I tell you what, let's focus, if we would, on American history, and we see this war on American history. There is a war on America as founded, wouldn't you agree? And that's part of this whole conspiracy that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the rise of the critical race theory now. It's just come up with, a different name. It sounds appropriate. But when you study it, then you realize that, it's okay. America's foundation can handle a critical look. And you can be critical of it, but let's be forthright and let's be honest about the history. Let's not try and rewrite it in the process to nullify the goodness of America, because even those on the left can appreciate what not only America would look like if it didn't, if God's grace was not shed upon this nation to fortify this American dream, but not only this country, but the world. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza, I thought, did a powerful documentary about that. What would the world look like without America, in essence?
Yeah, and the thing that I am struck by in my studies of the American experiment, when you strip it all down, I think the one thing that's the most important thing of all is the idea that our rights come from the Creator. God-given rights are non-negotiable, and the founders said that, and that's really the cornerstone of our republic, is God-given rights. And yet, with the modern atheists today, you have the denial of rights. And, ultimately, if they prevail, you'll have the foundations crumbling. But I just don't see how they can continue to do that. I mean, even George Washington said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. And you are, calling yourself a patriot in vain if you would in any way subvert those two great pillars of human happiness.
Well, and like the Declaration of Independence, to that end, what it stated in the second paragraph, that we hold these truths to be self-evident. I mean, they're so obvious, right? It's like, you know, for people that don't believe in God, and I don't know how you wake up in the morning and look at the sky and you see the sun, you know, rising, and, you know, the sky's in itself, and you see God's creation, whether it's in water. I'm in Hawaii right now, and I'm overlooking this scenic view of the ocean, you know, the Pacific Ocean, and it's just gorgeous. And all the, you know, the palm trees and, you know, the greenery and everything, birds flying around. Jerry, you know, you wake up here and or anywhere on the planet, and you can't help but be in awe of God's creation. I mean, who did this? Did the Republican Party create this? The Democrat? Did atheists create this? No, clearly it was Almighty God himself that did so very specifically. So these truths, like, you know, the sun shining and day and the moon at night and all the stars that give us direction and insight, these things are self-evident. I mean, you have to really be closed-minded and to ignore the evidentiary, you know, practical, you know, things that your eyes are seeing to believe that, you know, somehow believe that there's no God. But it says, well, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, to your point, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. I mean, the way they laid this out, I mean, clearly, as, you know, as the writers of our Constitution Declaration of Independence gave credit, they said, but for the hand of God. This was an inspirational document by a nation that a little bit different. You and I talked about this the last time, I believe, Jerry, that, you know, there's a curious difference between Israel and America. You know, Israel was chosen by God, but America chose God. And I think there's an interesting parallel between those two dynamics, that on one hand, you have Israel being chosen by God. And on the other hand, thank you very much, the pilgrims who laid the foundation when they first came here, and asking God, God, please give us a place where we can worship you freely. And God answered their prayer, did he not?
Amen. Well, you know, it's so interesting, though, too. Let's get back to the issue of teaching American history and the controversy there. We keep hearing about critical race theory, and whenever parents hear about it, they don't like it. Even black parents, they're like, wait a minute, this is bogus. And in effect, what they've done is critical race theory is Marxism, and it's neo-Marxism. And what they're saying is that America must be understood through its racist past. And there's no question that there was slavery in America, and we fought a civil war over that. 600 to 700,000 men died, mostly white men died in that civil war to end slavery. And then, of course, there was the Jim Crow laws, and there was discrimination in the, you know, in the Deep South and so forth. And we've had discrimination even in other places in the country. Bottom line is we've worked so much and made so much progress, but I think in the last year or two, race relations in America have been set back like never before. Well, like before the days of Martin Luther King Jr., at least we can say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Jerry, there's been these it's the story of Wheats and Tares, really, if you think about it, because, you know, you've got the healthy wheat, which is, you know, men looking at men, as Martin Luther King said, men and women, not so much on the color of the skin, but the content of the character. You have that coming. You have how blacks have flourished in America. I mean, we've got more mixed marriages than ever. And this is the thing I find quite laughable, is you have these teachers trying to indoctrinate. This isn't an indoctrination. This isn't a teaching of history. But they're trying to indoctrinate these young kids who are from mixed marriages. And they tell them, well, if your black parent is good, your white parent's bad. Well, then they come home and, you know, mom says, hey, what did you learn? Well, mom, we learned that because you're black, you're good. Dad's white, he's bad. I mean, come on, this is a farce. And, you know, and people know on its surface, it stinks to high heaven. As you say, its origins come from Marxist ideals. It is antithetical, but this is what happens, is that when you turn your back on God, a vacuum is not going to exist. So that space that God held and that we held God in that vacuum is going to be filled with this kind of faux ideology, and that is overtaking the minds of our children to such a degree that even I think the latest research is 36% of the young kids, Jerry, hate America. Well, who told them to hate America? You know, I doubt it was their parents, but this is what they got from social media. It's what they got from the teachers that we haven't been paying attention to. But now what's happening is the mama bears and papa bears across the country are looking at this critical race theory. And just as you said, they don't like it. And they're in an uproar and they are storming these school boards, and they're kicking out these school board personnel and taking over these school boards so that they can bring, you know, righteous curriculum back to the classroom.
Yeah, and it's interesting. The education establishment is right back at you in some cases. So, for example, the teachers unions have said, we will defend teachers who want to teach the critical race theory, and we want them to teach the critical race theory. There was even a pledge of thousands of teachers that said, we will teach critical race theory, even if it's illegal. And by the way, here's the telltale sign whether something is of Marxist origins or not. And that is, do they divide people into the oppressor and the oppressed? You know, yes. Whatever the criterion right. is, you know, the transgender mm-hmm. agenda, same thing. The, you know, critical race right. theory. Oh, it's the color of the skin. The oppressor or the oppressed, the rich versus the poor in the case of classical Marxism when dealing with the economy. So what are your thoughts on this, the teachers, unions and the some of the teachers themselves fighting back and saying, we will teach this regardless of what the law says even.
Well, Jerry, I came from a family of educators, and we've had conversations over the years, you know, with different family members, and it makes me sad because look at what's being done here. By title, this is a theory. So by a theory, we're turning our educational system on its head, and in the process, we're avoiding the key principles of education. If you remember in the early days, there was this little pamphlet, about 72 pages, was the New England
the New England
educational
primer.
Booklet?
The New England Primer.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, about 72, 80 pages or whatever. The kids then, it's estimated that their IQ level was better as a result of those 82 pages because they dealt with practical things, reading, writing, arithmetic, spirituality, those foundational principles that would make them healthy to be able to go on and, you know, serve their communities, serve their families, raise healthy families. This is what America is all about. So the teachers, they're off course right now, sadly. It's unintellectual. It's sad to think that an intellectual class that you would think anybody who is an educator, we're smart people, they're committed to education. But what they've done is they've fallen into the trap that Jordan Peterson said would happen. And that is when you become ideologically fixed, you render yourself stupid. And that makes me sad, not because I'm trying to win a debate, but it just makes me sad because here's a fellow human being going through the journey of life. And why should they? Why should they debilitate themselves, you know, so willfully? But, you know, God gives us a choice. You know, you can choose life. You can choose death, the Bible says. But it also says, oh, by the way, life's the better choice. That's what you want to choose, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, we have 20 seconds left. Are you an optimist or pessimist about the future when it comes to America, the American experiment?
I'm an eternal optimist because we've had the past, Jerry. It's not like we haven't realized it. We have realized this before. It's like, you know, going through a revival. You can't have a revival unless at some point you revived, right? So I believe that's America's future.
All right, BillMartinezShow.com. Bill Martinez, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless.